Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. A crash involving a police squad car at the intersection of Highway 3 and Jefferson Parkway late yesterday afternoon had the area closed for about 3 hours. In a press release from Deputy Chief Mark Elliott, he said the squad was responding to an emergency medical call at the time of the crash, which was about 5:25. Both drivers were transported to Northfield Hospital with injuries. The Northfield officer was treated and released. The driver of the second vehicle is still hospitalized with unknown injuries at this time. The Minnesota State Patrol is investigating the crash and will be responsible for sharing additional details and information on the investigation. Chief Nelson noted this morning that this type of crash is one of an officer's greatest fears.
We don't want to see something like that happen, because obviously we don't want to see anyone injured, whether it's our own officers or someone else. Our thoughts were with everyone that was involved. And
for those that drive by, he said it looked really bad. The scene was rather chaotic. Nelson added,
when you do happen upon an accident scene like that, I was a little discouraged because I know everyone's interested, but I saw people getting out of their cars to take video and photos and or stopped in their vehicle and taking photos. Please try and resist that urge because that is a dangerous scene.
He added,
the safety of our officers, our medical responders, our firefighters, and just other people in vehicles can be negatively impacted if you're not paying attention.
In fact, there were a couple of close calls. Nelson's full interview is on KYMNradio.net. The Northfield City Council heard an update on how COVID-19 is affecting the city's financial situation. Administrator Marte commented that overall the city is in good position, explaining,
and the city's been very diligent about having strong financial management practices, including having good reserve funds.
He reports they have 6-month cash flow in their general fund. States finance their cities differently. In Minnesota, cities receive local government aid, also known as LGA. Those dollars fund 74% of Northfield's budget. More monies, of course, come from our property taxes. Martig said they'll be more sensitive to levies as they look to find ways to trim department budgets, adding that they don't want to make emotional decisions.
We want to take a future-looking response out. So not only immediately, not even in 2021, but on a recovery situation down the road, we don't want to do things that put us in a bad position.
In the forecast from the state on Tuesday, the comparison from 2008, when we went into the Great Recession, was dramatically different.
Whereas now, they believe the recovery could be much more swift. It's all an unknown. It's a projection.
Finance Director Brenda Engelstad gave a presentation that is posted on our website. As for a local sales tax option, Mayor Pownell had commented that legislators are not inclined to approve any of those right now, and as for a council push for it, that would appear unlikely at this point. And if you've been home cleaning out your garage or home, the City of Northfield will hold their cleanup days this Saturday, May 9th, and the following Saturday on the 16th from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the City Street Shop at 1710 Riverview Drive. Councilor DeLong explained,
household junk, bulk items, construction debris from all those do-it-yourself projects, but no paint, no batteries, no tar, sludge, fertilizer.
The full list is on the city's website. Due to the coronavirus, you will be the one tossing your stuff into the DSI dumpsters. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080.